Today we celebrate the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of the new church calendar year, and it's exciting to be a new priest. I love being a priest. This is my first year, and of course we get to wear the violet, you know, and we see in Advent now our altar up here, everything is a little bit more stark as we approach that time of preparation for the birth of Jesus. As we heard that prophecy in the first reading from Jeremiah, that Christ would come. And so in our lives, it's an exciting time to prepare for Christmas. But then in contrast a little bit today, we hear from the gospel. We heard the gospel might be confusing, didn't seem to relate to the first reading as much. It spoke of darkness, people dying of fright, and many things. But what it really is pointing to is that the second coming of Christ. And so today, the church in her readings in the lectionary unites these two comings of Christ. Firstly, we anticipate Christmas. And secondly, of course, Christ coming, as we heard in the gospel, the coming of Christ in the clouds, you know, as he's wearing that crown. And so while we hear in the gospel of this darkness, you know, this fright that people live in, we realize that we have nothing to worry if we are faithfully living a life in Christ. While sometimes the world may be swirling around us, how we must be centered on Jesus. As we heard in the gospel, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. We hear of these anxieties of life, which I think we can all know in our own lives, you know, whether it be family things or work or whatever it may be. It can be difficult not to get caught up in all these anxieties. And so we need to remember to see Christ in everything we encounter, especially this Advent. I think Advent is such a great time for us to make a small resolution to prepare our hearts for the Lord's coming. Of course, prayer is always important. Advent's also a special time for confession, or maybe reading a good religious book to take that time to grow in knowledge of our faith. But especially, I think Advent is a great time for silence, to maybe to still our hearts. One especially good opportunity begins this evening. We have our Advent mission here at St. Cecilia's for the Eastside region. We begin tonight at 7 p.m., and we have Father Tony Stevens, the Vice Rector of the seminary, who will be speaking tonight with a little reception. And then tomorrow also, we have Monsignor Lane speaking, and we'll have confessions offered tomorrow evening. So another good opportunity to grow this Lent. But in the midst of all these anxieties and the darkness of our world, we know that Christ is the light. Just as we had the light lit this morning at the Advent wreath, and that will continue to grow as we approach Easter. And it's that strong reminder for us. This week also, as a parish here, we will begin to pray the St. Michael prayer following Mass, following the weekend Masses. And we are praying this particularly to pray for protection of our church and our bishops from all evil, especially in this time of scandal. And we know that St. Michael is one, you know, that he offers us his protection as an archangel. This is a very powerful prayer which asks for his protection. St. Michael is the one who battles Satan with the power of Christ. This prayer was originally instituted by Pope Leo XIII as one of the prayers following Mass. It is said that maybe Pope Leo might have even had a vision during Mass of Christ and evil and how it was attacking the church. And so he instituted this and a few other prayers in the early days for after Mass. But we know that St. Michael is a powerful intercessor for us against evil. We hear of him in the book of Revelation, which reads that he is fighting against the dragon and his angels fought. But they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. I think the St. Michael prayer is a great prayer for families, too. And particularly, I'd ask the fathers, as the protectors of their families, to pray this with their family at times. I especially think a lot about St. Joseph during this time of Advent. I have a great devotion to St. Joseph, who is also a protector, a father and a protector. We know that he was the one who was called, woken in the middle of the night by the angel, to lead the Blessed Virgin Mary and the child to safety in Egypt. And so I think in some sense, fathers are all called to be the protectors of their families, in physical ways, of course, but also in spiritual ways. And so I'd encourage the fathers to lead this their families in this at times, but especially all of us, maybe even when times when you think you might experience some conflict, maybe before that big meeting at the office, or for those at home, before you might experience any kind of struggle, how good it is to ask for protection of St. Michael. Pope Francis says, St. Michael triumphs because in him it is God who acts. God is stronger. He is the victory, and his salvation is offered to every human being. And so we know that God is infinite, that Satan is not. Satan is only a creature. But we do realize the fact that Satan is real in the world and attempts to draw us to sin and self-destruction. However, Christ has surely conquered him through his passion and death. Jesus' perfect love that conquers evil offers us life. We also know that God is ultimately in control, and that, as we hear in Romans, we know that all things work together for the good for those who love God. And so we have no reason to fear, because we can trust in God. The Blessed Virgin also is one who conquers evil with the power of Christ, crushing the head of the serpent. And this coming Saturday, we will celebrate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, Holy Day of Obligation. Great day to honor Our Lady and ask for her protection in our lives. And so we know that God can always be near us, and that he does not abandon us, even in dark times. When we take time to listen to God and read Scripture, the more we can know the Father's love for us and hear his words echo in our hearts, "Do not be afraid." We look forward to the coming of Christ this Christmas and in heaven. We prepare our hearts in a serious way, realizing that this life is the only life that we have, too. And so when anxieties or things of the world begin to discourage you, take some time to remember that God is in control. You know, amid those anxieties, it's good to take a dose of that silent prayer that can remind us that the devil is the one who tries to discourage us. But life in Christ is full of hope. That is the life we live, and that is what offers us a future full of hope. So be not afraid. As faithful Christians, we can rely on Christ in the certain hope of his coming this Christmas and in eternity.